producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, these people claim they're pro-human, these so-called leftists, when they're a bunch of eugenicists. And it's just time to say, we're pro-human, we believe humans should move forward, and the world should be built around empowering humans while also having a good environment, because that helps humans. Instead, we're told, just stand down, hate yourself. That's only because the elites want us to quit caring about ourselves so they can take over. Yeah. It's not about helping the earth.
What's wrong with that paradigm? Why can't we have that paradigm for 200 years?
I hear you. Let's take some calls. Mary in New Jersey, thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to make a few quick points about Newton and also something important about New Jersey. In Newtown, I saw on one of these films, at first I didn't believe it was set up, but I watched a lot of the films, and there was an anonymous person that sent in something from City Hall showing that the school was closed for 4 or 5 years prior to this and that they were having meetings in that room, okay? And also some of the people, supposed parents, were in political situations in or in Washington, or, you know...
Yeah, they're a bunch of Democratic Party operatives.
What's that?
They're a bunch of Democratic Party operatives. A lot of them are.
That's right. And also, they couldn't find that child. But I did want to mention something about New Jersey that I saw in a local paper, and I haven't had a chance to call in. It was in a Union County paper, a local paper, that our local... It used to be Newark State Teachers College. Now it's Kane University. The Governor Kane's family left the
Sure, what'd you say in there?
Anyhow, they want to build a big, it's a teacher's college, and they want to build a big architectural school. And when they said, how could they justify this, the red Chinese government wants it built. A professor in Princeton promised them, and they were saying, how could they, we justify this to the...
I know, we're being sold out to foreign interests. It's simply amazing. Send me the clip or the headline name, and we can find that article. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Mary. Really interesting point. Let's talk to Denise in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you in, Denise?
Minnesota.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. At the end of the year when you were talking about subjects that you thought would be good in 2015, and it was in regards to, you know, the Sandy Hook debacle, and I talked about the movie Runaway Jury, in where they were suing the gun manufacturer, and in that movie they actually did win the case against the gun manufacturer, but it had nothing to do with confiscation of guns. It was all about money and getting the money out of the gun manufacturer. But I still think there is something so off and strange about this whole Sandy Hook thing that, you know, and it fades away, it comes back, it fades away, it comes back, that there's something... And I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is, but there is something way off about everything about it.
Well, I mean, just like, look, they had Jerry Bruckheimer produce the Saving Private Lynch deal. I mean, he was there on stat video. It was all staged. So they do produce this stuff. They do. And then five members of her team said it was fake, so they killed him. I mean, they're not playing games. And so, of course, we've got to look at this stuff, and it could be staged. Very, very good point. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to Cindy and Mike and Ollie. If you call back tomorrow and tell John and they're answering the phone, we'll put you to the head of the line. Just remember to do that, and I'll go to you first. We're out of time, guys. 30 seconds or 15 seconds.
You know what else they're doing in New Jersey? The caller reminded me that they have an Ebola detention center now in Monmouth, New Jersey, that they kind of did secretly, didn't really tell the locals about, and just kind of implemented it. So they're
the locals are complaining, saying, why is this all secret?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, why does all this stuff have to be under the board, or under the table? Nothing could just be brought out in the light. We'd have a better society if
that's racist.
Made it open.
David?
Everything is hidden. That you put your finger on it. That's where they're going with this measles scare. They want to be able to inject you with unproven drugs when it's something something that really scares the public like Ebola.
And you're going to open your medicine cabinet. What's wrong? Here, take this. You know, it's THX.
They're already talking about it. We don't have time to test these drugs. We're going to have to do that.
That's right. Great job, guys. Now we need tonight, 7.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide. I had intended to cover economic and geopolitical and socioeconomic cultural news today. There's a lot of it, and not having a guest, but now InfoWars.com and our entire media operation and your First Amendment, my First Amendment, is under massive attack. And the attack we're seeing is the profile of censorship in the 21st century. So we're going to be breaking down an attempt to ban InfoWars and this news program from the internet. And if these type of novel legal claims are successful, no one has free speech, including the right to speak, period. You've all heard about corporations like McDonald's and others that have sued the McDonald's family that has owned a tavern and castle for over 800 years in Scotland. They don't care that they lost the lawsuit. It's meant as a form of harassment. And you've all heard about corporations trying to copyright names where people can't speak them. Well, the courts have held that you can't do that. Disney and others have tried it. but they continue these activities. And this is under SOPA and CISPA and all these other systems, what they're trying to bring into place. So I'm going to get into all of this important news. We're going to get into Brian Williams and the another key signpost on the death of the dinosaur media. We're going to be getting to that as well here today. We're going to get into an article out of the New American Magazine that I tend to agree with. Net neutrality is a Trojan horse virus infecting the Internet. In this case, the antidote is worse than the poison. And see, things are subtle. Things are complex. I'm for net neutrality as it's been known, but now the FCC and others, as I've been warning, because I actually read what they've been putting out, want to take control of the Internet and start regulating it in the name of protecting it. So we're going to be breaking that down. It's where they play these games with definitions. Here's another issue when it comes to free speech. It's out of Tech Dirt. Police officers can sue newspaper for publishing descriptive info, raising serious First Amendment issues. It seems likely this particular ruling is now likely to be cited against reporters quite a lot. Out of the Ninth Circuit Court, very, very scary stuff. And we're not anti-police, but we have a right to film the police as long as we don't interfere with their activities. And we have a right to publish names of police. You're not secret agents. And you see Obama persecuting whistleblowers and reporters at every level. This is part of a reign of terror on free speech. And police want access to their First Amendment just like the general public does. We're all in this together. So it's a very dangerous trend. And at InfoWars, we try to post articles about positive things police are doing. Those articles really don't get read very much. Now, that's because the public has turned against the police in many areas of the country. And again, that's a complex globalist operation as well, a dialectic. I mean, we got two articles today. We've got a report on this stuff when it's so brazen, so out of control. Indiana man visits family in Alabama. Cops paralyze him for walking around neighborhood. Here's another article. I guess Steve Watson's on the cop beat right now. He's been writing some positive articles as well. But cop shoots child for standing next to another child holding a toy gun. Yesterday there was a video of an unarmed little kid up on a balcony, and the cop just pulls a gun on him and shoots him. So, I mean, you don't need to hire police officers with these psychological profiles that they're scared of their own shadow or trained to be basically gunfighters who instinctively shoot. That might be great in a firefight with other, quote, professionals, but against the general public, it's just going to cause carnage, and it's going to stimulate a lot of hatred towards the police. And the social engineers knew when they brought all this training in that it was going to cause a civil war, basically, a slow burn civil war in this country. But I'm already digressing into one of the things that really upsets me and really, really worries me. But that's coming up. There is a bunch of news. Obama and Congress exploit a death to push for war in Syria and Iraq. We also have Obama trying to get a blank check war authorization, obviously, the last few days. And Ron Paul has come out and said that Obama's force authorization is a blank check for worldwide war. It's beyond the War Powers Act. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier, the amount of dictatorial power this president's getting on open borders, on energy, on the Second Amendment, on defense. But the Republicans are going along with it because the same special interests that fund the Republican rhino leadership, the same people that wrote Obamacare, this is what they want. So Obama just puts a liberal candy-coating front on it. He's also part African, so they can make it all about race, everything he's doing, when he's really bringing in global policies that massively increase taxes on Africans, cut off real aid, and is just absolutely destroying Africa right now. And as a lot of our experts said before Obama got in, and as we break down an Obama deception, that Obama would basically invade Africa by employing and exporting radical Islamicists, importing them into the country, into the different nations. And you watch Obama deception with, you know, 40-something million views on YouTube, almost 15 million just on one video alone. There's a bunch of versions. before Google Video took it down. They just got rid of Google Video, and we could get into the account and see it. It had another 20 million views on Google Video. I mean, that's a film that's been seen 60 million times on Google platforms alone. That just shows the power of the people, and that shows why they're trying to censor us. And that brings me into this topic that we will then recess on until the bottom of the next hour, when Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News director, and David Knight, InfoWars Nightly News co-anchor with Jakari and Leanne and others, he's going to be in here. They're going to be in here breaking down this. But let me just cover this right now. And just yesterday, I was talking about how we had almost 500 million views on one channel, the Alex Jones channel, since it was set up in February 11th, 2008. I was mentioning it was my birthday yesterday, and that a fan had set it up for my birthday without me knowing years ago, Dave Thomas. So I mentioned they really want to shut this down. They're really trying. And I want to show TV viewers, I'll describe it for radio listeners, this copyright notification that, if successful, will take down the channel. And already we're not able to upload over 15-minute videos and are in what they call probation, guilty until proven innocent right now. And again, if they can do this to us, they can do it to anybody. And we're going to give you the name of the video as well that they are trying to censor. Mystery Sandy Hook victim dies again in Pakistan. And I'm going to show you some of these photos from the BBC of people in Pakistan holding up photos of children they say were killed by terrorists. And it is one of the Sandy Hook victims. So we just said, man, what's going on in Pakistan? What are they faking? Well, the answer to that was the HONR, or Honor Network, Lenny Posner, who reportedly lost his son there, came in and filed a copyright claim on us showing a BBC News article. You can't do that. For those that don't know how copyright works, I could show a clip off the news if I was analyzing it in commentary, but I could certainly show newspapers all day long. I've been doing this for 20 years. I took RTF. That was the first thing they taught us. I've had to sit in on lawyer meetings. I've been involved in lawsuits that we've won dealing with this, and I've countersued people. It's all on record. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about on defamation. Knock on wood, we've never had that problem. Other people have and have settled with us out of court twice. So I know of what I speak. And you can't go to somebody's YouTube channel and say they showed a news article from the BBC and then say that you can't show that because someone in Pakistan was holding up a photo of your son who reportedly died at Sandy Hook, and they're saying that the same person died in a terror attack in Pakistan. Obviously, we've got to investigate this, just like we investigated Brian Williams and his claims. So we're sorry for everybody's losses, whatever. We're investigating this, though, because we live in a system where the media exploits things and twists things. Paul Watson thinks the official story of Sandy Hook is true. He's my chief reporter. And we get major heat from the folks that think Sandy Hook was totally staged, saying, why aren't you on the same page? Because we're investigating. I think there's some cover-ups there. I know they're using blue screens. I've seen the footage of people going in and out in circles in the building. It doesn't look right. It doesn't pass the smell test. Now, there are literally hundreds of smoking guns here that this thing doesn't add up. Now, this group, and we're going to skip this network break because this is so important, because there won't be a show if stuff like this is successful. I mean, this is an attack on everybody's free speech. This group, and I'm going to, again, show TV viewers, radio listeners, you go to InfoWars.com, type in the search engine, mystery, Sandy Hook victim dies again, and see our screenshots of the BBC articles and others that show Mr. Posner's son that they're saying was a child killed in a terror attack a few months ago in Pakistan. This is January 2nd, 2015 article. And it goes on to say, among the alleged victims of the terror attack in Pakistan is the face of Noah Posner, one of the children supposedly killed in the December 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. And then it goes through to indeed show his picture. And again, this is from the BBC, and we have the screenshot of them showing this, and we show two other news sources, here's BBC News World, and it shows again his photo there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Year after year, we watched the threats steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense, normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When the neighbors reported hearing somebody screaming, I think he's lying. Do I know the whole story? No, I don't know the whole story. But am I being lied to? Absolutely, I'm being lied to. Absolutely. And then my reporters simply say, look, here's the BBC and the London Telegraph and the Pakistani TV all showing this guy's reportedly dead son. May he rest in peace. We're sorry for that. And then this group comes and says that we violated their copyright and then claim Fox News. So they're using a Fox News ID to trigger the suspension of the Alex Jones channel, that if they're successful, they will shut down videos, thousands of videos and reports, and millions of dollars of work. In fact, let's go to the About page on the Alex Jones channel, one of many channels we have. And by the way, they're all linked together, so they take one down, they take them all down. Paul Watson's with 30-something million, another with 40-something million, another with 100 million, another with 475 million. And these videos continue to grow. So there's about a million subscribers, 950,000 plus subscribers on this one channel, 474 million. And let's see how many videos. Let's back out on that. It should show the number of videos that we have on the channel. It used to. I guess they're removing that stuff. There are thousands of videos on that channel. Incredible work. Films. You name it. Things we've risked our lives to bring you. I mean, the incredible Bundy Ranch Fed stand down. Interviews with world leaders. Exclusive after exclusive after exclusive. And they want to come by and say that I'm a thief, that I've stolen their copyright, when it's us reporting on the news showing the image of people holding up his son's picture in Pakistan saying he was killed by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Now, if that isn't something that, this would be like Brian Williams saying, I'm going to sue NBC because they're showing my picture. Or if we showed Brian Williams' picture and said, here is a known liar, and then, oh, our website shut down, we showed Brian Williams. You understand, folks? This is how they're applying it. Now, the only time you could do this is if I had a photo of his son and was using it for fundraising. Or if I had a photo of his poor son and I was selling tennis shoes with him as a spokesman. You can't do that for commercial purposes. But we're not in entertainment. This is not a entertainment venue. This is a hardcore news venue completely protected under the First Amendment. And they know that. They know that. And this is the whole way under SOPA and CISPA globally, where you get three claims, just like the Google model, on by any company or individual, that your website, your profile, your information violates their copyright or is hurtful to them under political correctness and so-called hate laws, no judge, no jury, you are banned from the Internet with a new global Internet ID number. The keyboards are coming out with this, the thumbprinting, you get into your iPhone, the Internet kill switches, cell phone kill switches. It's all being announced. I told you about it 15 years ago. They're now telling you because they're getting ready to go operational and use it. England announced they're going to take control of the cars by remote control. If, quote, your car is in danger. Oh, the robot's already in there. It's going to drive to keep you safe. The government literally activating the hacking boxes in the cars and rolling it out like it's a public service. And this is how they plan to kill free speech. Take Drudge Report. Drudge Report before has linked to a newspaper article sending them massive traffic at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This happened 5 years ago. Sending millions of visitors to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal used a cutout company to sue Drudge and over 400 other groups, including us, claiming that even linking to someone is copyright infringement when you're sending them a million-plus visitors. Of course, that ended up getting defeated, and the group involved with that basically got plucked. You can look into the whole Righthaven case if you want to see what happened with that. But I've been down these roads, folks. I know what I'm talking about. And they think because they can hold out some little kids and say, we're shutting people's websites down because they're belittling the memory of these children. No, we're not. But even if we were, you couldn't violate our First Amendment because that's what it's there for. And if you take our rights, you take everybody's rights. I don't like what the Ku Klux Klan has to say. I don't like what the New Black Panther Party has to say. But you know what? They got a right to say it. Well, guess what? We didn't say that your son didn't die there. We said, boy, why is this photo being shown at all these different rallies and all over the news as one of the dead? This is bizarre in Pakistan. And the response is to go in here and try to shut down our YouTube channels that continue to rack up over 10 million viewers a week. That's incredible. So, look, I have no other choice but to get the lawyers going here and go toe-to-toe. Because you're not going to run over our First Amendment. You understand that? You're not going to sacrifice our freedom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Little Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hard to shut that voice down, huh? Fiddling in my collar all day. They'd like to lock us up. Put us in the pretty pins. Kind of improvising there. All right, I'm going to stop butchering this Misfits song, ladies and gentlemen. The First Amendment is there for everybody. It's there across the board. And there are similar laws in supposedly other free societies in Europe and other areas. But this reign of terror that's going on across the internet, misapplying copyright laws and saying that people can't videotape the police in public, or that you can't stand in front of a McDonald's or in front of another franchise and talk about them. Enron, back when they were going down in Houston with our reporters, but also with others, would say, you can't stand on the other side of the street and show our logo. It's copyright. And they would have security guards come over to us. We've got video of this. Kevin Booth has it. We've played it many years ago. We can probably find it. And they just say, you can't videotape here. This is our logo. And we're like, excuse us? The Federal Reserve. Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson wanted to get a faraway shot at about a half mile away at the World War I Memorial in Kansas City of the Federal Reserve Bank there. And here come armed security guards saying, turn your camera off and get out of here. You're basically violating our rights by videotaping our building. We own that building. You can't videotape it. In fact, there have been federal cases where the NSA would tell people they couldn't sit a half mile away and get a shot of Fort Meade. We've had our reporters in San Antonio told in a Walmart parking lot, as it was Jakari Jackson, that he couldn't videotape the new NSA facility as if it was a security risk, as if anybody couldn't go show that. This is an attempt to tell us that there's no free speech. And it's a big deal. And if we stop making it a big deal when this type of stuff happens, then we're going to lose all of our basic freedoms. If you're a TV viewer, we're actually showing our footage of where they were shooting the World War I Memorial. The Federal Reserve is down the street. And the armed security guards, look at that, half mile away, show up and say, give us your ID. And I've told the guys not to be confrontational, so they go ahead and give them their ID. And then they say, well, we're just going to tell you to go, we're going to arrest you. And they start putting their hands on their guns. So our guys just left and let them violate the First Amendment. Then when the Kansas City Star called up the Federal Reserve, they said it wasn't real and it never happened. And then, of course, there's the First Amendment. So this is the type of stuff that goes on. This is the type of stuff that happens. And if you don't get really upset about it and you don't take action, there's another article out today where they're in the news saying the FCC and Congress are going to have hearings on censoring the Drudge Report and saying that his view on Obamacare or guns, that by linking the news articles, both pro and con, that it's political speech and that that can be regulated as if it's campaign finance. So they can lock Matt Drudge up or Alex Jones up like they did Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh D'Souza got 9 months in a group home minimum security facility for getting five friends to give donations to his friend running for Senate. Talk about having dirt under your fingernails and going to prison while the government burns down the country, while the criminals running it loot us seven ways to Niagara Falls. I mean, this is crazy. Crazy. And so there is a sustained attack going on, and why don't they want us to talk about, there it is, FCC commish. This is a massive power grab, government at its worst. Yeah, that's what's crazy, is even the FCC admits that what Obama's bringing forward as new FCC regulations is a massive power grab. So even the FCC head is against it, but the rest of the board, part of the board, is not. And then FCC will have to do what Congress says, which is the way it's supposed to work. But Congress is just so traitorous, it's crazy. Now, let me just finish up with this, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls on this issue and a bunch of others. Are you worried about the state of the First Amendment? All over the country, they were arresting people for filming police. Now they're passing laws saying you can't put security cameras on your own property, that it's wiretapping, while the government and Google and everybody else surveil everything we're doing illegally in many cases. They're saying we can't use these technologies to protect ourselves. The system is scared to death of their own big brother system. And it's not a monolith. Most people in the government are aware of what's happening and don't like it. But it doesn't matter, because the people running it at the top are bad news. But we need to separate the bad guys at the top from the rank and file in government, because they want us all fighting with each other. There's another headline. Dems on FCC move to regulate internet campaigns, blogs, drudge. See more articles on that. That's from 2014. There's a new one out today because now they're having the hearings. And they're mentioning Drudge Report by name. People go, well, I don't care. You know, that guy's got a big website. I don't care. They take him down. I love this grassroots idea that if somebody else gets in trouble, it makes the world better for you. If they can shut down talk radio and if they can shut down the Drudge Report, they can shut everything down. They always go after the biggest dogs. I got a lot of problems with Rush Limbaugh. And I'm in direct competition with Rush Limbaugh, but when they were getting rid of his sponsors, I saw an opportunity to support the First Amendment and get advertising for about half off, and we made money running Obama deception ads on Drudge. We spent, what was it, $180,000, $200,000 running Obama deception ads on the Rush Limbaugh show. And the weird thing was, Clear Channel called us up, a premiere that syndicates it, and said, we'll let you run these ads, but we're afraid of campaign finance stuff because it's against Obama, as if it's campaign finance to put a movie out showing how Obama's a big liar and a globalist. And so we had to announce that it was funded by Alex Jones at Infowars.com, which I didn't even try to put my name in the ad because I think that's kind of creepy to go on somebody else's show and advertise yourself. So I was like, oh, throw me in that briar patch. Say it's Alex Jones at Infowars.com. Thank you so much. Absolutely. But see, my instinct is a winner instinct. When they're trying, and they came close to getting Rush Limbaugh canceled, like they did Dr. Laura Schlesinger. They came very close, folks, and a lot of people piled on. It was my idea. Other people piled on. I said, hey, you can buy advertising for less right now. I think it's overpriced most of the time. I'll be quite frank on Limbaugh. And I said, right now you get it for half off. That's not currently. Now it's expensive as it ever was. And I said, everybody needs to pile on and buy up his advertising. That happened. His show sold out. They couldn't sell about 60% of the inventory, I was told at the time, when they were boycotting him. So I just came out with the idea. I said, everybody should just spend money with Rush Limbaugh. Now, I wonder if they're ever trying to bring us down, and I put out an SOS. Anybody come to my aid? Because here's the thing. If they can bring us down, ladies and gentlemen, they can bring you down. That's common sense. We hang together, we hang separate. If they were trying to shut down some liberal publication for garbage reasons, I would. If they had arrested Michael Moore for giving $50,000 in bundling, just like they charged Ken Lay with it, and he finally got off because it wasn't illegal. D'Souza doesn't want to fight it for a decade and spend $4 million like or plus like Ken Lay did. Not Ken Lay. That's not Ken Lay. Was horrible and ran off with Enron. Who's the guy that was the Republican leader out of Texas? I'm having one of those moments today. Who's a congressman, and they persecuted the living daylights out of him, and then he was found not guilty. Is it Tom DeLay? Tom DeLay. Yeah, okay, that's why I said Ken Lay. I don't have teleprompters here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just my memory. And sometimes the easiest names to remember are the hardest, as everybody knows. Now, I've spent a lot of time on this. I want to take your calls on First Amendment attacks. Where do you think the First Amendment and free speech is going? What are you doing to defend it? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The Observer, Drudge Report's linked to this today, out of England, has done a report, and I'm in there about how mega viral InfoWars is and how we reach millions every day. I mean, every day there's news articles about how viral we are consistently and how we can now more and more set news agenda and force things out there to be debated. The system does not like that. That's why they want to shut down talk radio. That's why they want to shut down the Drudge Report. That's why they want to shut down InfoWars. That's why they want to shut down WorldNet Daily. They've been behind the scenes, and Joseph Farah doesn't really want me to talk about it, but harassing the living daylights out of them. You need to understand we're under attack, and that means you're under attack. And how you fight back against that is you realize we're winning. That's why we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen, because we're cleaning the globalist clocks right now. We don't work for special interests. Our special interest is the American people. Our special interest is what's honorable. Our special interest is when men were men and women were women and cars were fast. God, guts, and guns. John Wayne. John Wayne and Ronald Reagan. It doesn't mean Ronald Reagan was perfect. It means what Ronald Reagan said, I absolutely agree with. The symbol, the idea is good. Just like the founders had some great ideas. Doesn't mean they ever realized one-tenth of it. Everybody wants to criticize Rand Paul because he's been political a little bit and moves a little more towards the center so he has any chance of winning the presidency. He's out right now saying Hillary's involved with Al-Qaeda and ISIS and that it should be investigated. They better be checking his airplanes for bombs, folks. You know how ballsy that is? I can't imagine what Rand Paul goes through now at his level. I know some of the inside baseball, and let me tell you, it ain't fun. But we're here doing this because we care about freedom. We want you to get a fair shake. We want a fair shake. And I take these attacks as an opportunity. And this is just one that I'm mentioning. I mean, look at this fraudulently filed copyright claim. And it may not even be this group. It may be someone else fraudulently doing it in their name. Because I don't want to just sit here and say things about people. I want to be careful about it. But imagine, our website would be shut down. It says, photo of child killed at Sandy Hook shows of a Pakistan school shooting. I mean, we're not even saying in that headline that children weren't killed. We get criticized for trying to be open about this because we can't prove it one way or the other. So they take down our video, photo of child killed at Sandy Hook, shows of a Pakistan school shooting. David Knight shows, we're going to show the video next hour, play it. BBC articles and BBC news stills and different rallies showing this guy's son, Lenny Posner. You'd think Lenny, if this is really him filing this from the Honor Network, would want to know why they're showing his son in Pakistan. Why don't you call them? Why don't you call the BBC? Let me see. Did you put a copyright claim out on the BBC because they showed rallies showing your son's picture in Pakistan that was reportedly killed at Sandy Hook? I mean, that's what the Sandy Hookers, that are out there that are upset about people that see blue screens with CIA operative Anderson Cooper's nose disappearing and circles of people going in and out of the building. It looks like a Hollywood production. And then guys in the woods that are grabbed in camo and the media says they weren't there. It turns out they were. And they're an anti-terror force. I mean, and school experts say this is impossible. I mean, I don't know. For heaven's sakes, I'm sad for your son. Regardless. Whatever's going on here, but you want to get rid of our free speech, that's outrageous. And this is what they always push. Turn your guns in. It's for the children. Turn your First Amendment in. It's for the children. Don't ask why you have multiple videos of CNN reporters' noses disappearing, and you can see that it's a video in the background with the flowers blowing, where they then blow again from the same position. I mean, we got green screen here, folks. We know what it looks like. I run a TV studio. 20 years on air, folks. We know what we're talking about. We don't know what's going on. We just know it doesn't look right. So frustrating. This is amazing. The claimant is the HONR Network, Lenny Posner. HONR Network@gmail.com. Then they say the claimant is Fox, W-E-B-E-N, Enforcement, Web Enforcement, at Fox.com. So television episode has no title. They don't claim what it is they showed that was theirs. So are they partnered with Fox in this fraud against the First Amendment? Or is someone else filing this and Posner's not involved and Fox isn't involved? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And if we try to upload this video today for you to see it, they'll hit us with more of these and take the channel down for sure. So until I filed and stated that this is fraudulent, we won't even put this up on YouTube. That's the way these people operate. This is newsworthy that the Sandy Hook organization, one of the dominant organizations, and these families have been used to push gun control, you name it, is now not just going after the Second Amendment, they're now going after the First Amendment. What do you make of that? I mean, I guess, should I just shut up forever and never, and just quit my show? I mean, is that what you're saying? Or if I want to do a report on Wells Fargo Bank laundering drug money. That was in Bloomberg. If I go stand across the street from Wells Fargo, will they claim it's... Oh, I had the Federal Reserve of San Antonio 3 years ago when we had an In the Fed rally out in front of it. I forgot. I had them claim a copyright, claiming that their building was their copyrighted material and I couldn't show it. Of course, that was overturned. You people are out of your minds. We're going to go to Mercedes, Brenton, Terry, Brian, Nathan, and others. I'll tell you this. The system wants us shut down. They're attacking us at every level because we are having a huge effect. Spread the word about the broadcast. Send out links to the free podcasts and videos. And appreciate everything that's out there because it may not be there tomorrow if we don't win this level of the fight. Because the system is coming in down with both feet against the First Amendment and every other basic right as well. But it's the First Amendment for a reason. And the way you vote for the First Amendment is supporting it, defending it, spreading the word about those that are under attack that tell the truth, and buying the products. We are not funded by government or big corporations. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you that purchase the high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, who get the Molon Lave t-shirts. Yes, we'll wear our shirts, promote the Second Amendment, and we will never turn them in. All of us have to be walking billboards for liberty. That's how you fight back to these authoritarians and censors. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free. They can answer your questions and take your orders. 888-253-3139. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The dinosaur media is in deep trouble. Brian Williams leading the pack down the toilet. But if you go to this Honor Network that reportedly has filed this claim trying to take down our YouTube channel, and they have taken down the video and suspended some of our rights while we're, quote, under investigation, they say on their website they will use every means necessary to shut down, to bring awareness to hoaxers' activity, and to criminally and or civilly prosecute those who wittingly and publicly defame, harass, and emotionally abuse the victims of high-profile tragedies. That means questioning any tragedy is abuse. And that's what they're pushing in the EU. You can't criticize anything. No more free speech. Of high-profile tragedies and or family members. We intend to hold such abusers personally accountable for their actions in whatever capacity the law allows. Well, you better look into what happened to Rite Haven and other groups that have gone down this road. I mean, I'm sorry that you don't want us to show BBC showing your son at rallies of dead children in Pakistan. We just are saying something's going on here. And we're sorry that, you know, the First Amendment is so upsetting. But we're going to be investigating this. We're going to be looking into this. We're going to be countering this. And we're going to be dealing with this. And I tell you, it has been just an ongoing issue that even amongst my own reporters, there's different views on this. And they're all well-balanced, researched, serious questions. Because we have a government and a corporate system that engages in hoax after hoax after hoax. So we have to look at everything as if it could be a hoax. And I'm sorry. But that's what happens when the system loses all credibility. I mean, look at these headlines right here out of the New York Times today. We're going to start the next hour and go right to your calls. Brian Williams scandal prompts frantic efforts at NBC to curb rising damage. Well, just sue or shut down anybody that says Brian Williams' name. Copyright his name and no one's allowed to say it. Brian Williams, $10. Brian Williams, $20. Brian Williams, $30. You can't do that. But now this group, the Honor Group, says they're copywriting names and we can't say them. I guess they'll go to our web providers and claim, well, yeah, you're just going to get sued. You're going to lose. I mean, there's no debating it. I've got course of action right now if this group stands up and says, indeed, they did this. I don't want to do that. Just like Jesse Ventura didn't want to go up to Chris Kyle and win in court. But we got you. And you want to attack us for saying it's a hoax when our reporters are investigating it and are on two different ends of the spectrum? We are allowed to investigate, and we will investigate. And the question is, why don't you want this investigated? Within NBC, an intense debate over whether to fire Brian Williams, Washington Post. Why some in NBC view Brian Williams' suspension as an exit strategy. Global cooling makes the East some of the best snowing on record, North Jersey reports. Doesn't matter. Al Gore said they'd be snow-free by last year. The New York Times said that as well in the East. Snow-free. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm hurting Al Gore, talking bad about him. I shouldn't do that. Better shut this video down, too. Shouldn't call Al Gore a big fat liar. See, if Al Gore wants to go sue me and prove that he's not a big fat liar in defamation, go ahead and do it, buddy. I've done it twice before and won. Because I like to sue people, but because sometimes it has to be done. I never got around to suing MSNBC for saying that I influenced the Boston Bombers. But you know what? They're so discredited, that's just a badge of honor that they did that. All right, we'll also get to this war authorization for Obama that Ron Paul says is a blank check for war worldwide, and a lot more. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with of pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.